going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed, it is the picks of the week, Wojo and Rieger. Rieger is in Florida, dragging poor Pickle around all the water parks and everything else. He did send me his picks, and I'm glad he did because he is on a hot streak, and I want to boost the kid, give him his props, okay? It is the Wojo and Rieger's picks of the week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of 97.1 The Ticket. This is how we do it. We pick the Michigan game, the Michigan State game, the Lions game, and then a best bet in college football and a best bet in the NFL. Lions, Rieger already said, Lions will beat the bye this year for the first time. Okay, thank you, Rieger. All right, I'll start first. Now, last week, against the spread, I went 2-3, and my season record is 11-14. Woji, you got to do better than that. The Rieger kid, I must admit, I'm kind of shocked. He again went 4-1 against the spread last week, and Rieger is 17-8. I honestly think these picks are the most successful area of his life. Oh, no, that's not nice at all. He's got lots of successful areas. All right, so let's get started. We'll begin, because the Lions aren't playing, and we're not picking it against the bye, obviously. We'll do the best bet in the NFL, and this is so predictable. Rieger's best bet. Wow, you know, got to go against Stafford. So he's taking Carolina, getting 10 points at the Rams. Carolina, which is falling apart, of course, fired their coach. They're awful. But getting 10 points, and actually Stafford and the Rams have been kind of awful this year. My best bet in the NFL, I'm riding the rising hot team. I love when a team is good last year, then struggles early on, and then start to put it together when the hangover is over. The Cincinnati Bengals hangover is over. They're going to New Orleans. New Orleans is not getting 4 touchdowns from Taysom Hill every week, okay? I am taking the Cincinnati Bengals laying 1.5 at New Orleans. All right, let's go to college football. You ready for that, Rieger? Yeah, won't you? Right? Best bet in college football. This somewhat surprised me by Rieger. USC at Utah. Utah's very tough at home. They have one of those blackouts, you know, where everybody wears black and they're home against USC. Utah is favored by 3.5. Rieger is taking USC, the Trojans, to cover that 3.5-point spread. My best bet in college football, the line is a little high, but I feel uncomfortable. Notre Dame laying 16.5 at home against Stanford. Stanford is awful. They're 1-4. They've lost 4 straight games. They haven't beaten an FBS team this year. Notre Dame had a very impressive win last week against BYU. Their quarterback, Drew Pine, is getting better and better. 75% completion percentage the last 3 games. Yes. I think Notre Dame is steadily improving. I will lay 16.5 against an awful Stanford team. All right, let's go to the local squad, shall we? You ready, Rieger?
Yeah, ready, won't you?
All right, Wisconsin at Michigan State. Michigan State getting 7. And this is weird. When it first came out early in the week, it looked like Michigan State was like a 1-point favorite. Then Wisconsin went up to a 4-point favorite. And it's gone back and forth, but it's Wisconsin a 7-point favorite. Rieger is taking Wisconsin to cover that spread. Looking for a get-up-off-the-mat game for Tuck and company. All right? I don't see it yet. I don't. No, Wisconsin's not great, but they do have an interim coach who I think they like. Jim Leonard will probably want to play for him. I will take Rieger took Michigan State. I will take Wisconsin to cover the spread. Rieger has Michigan State. And the big one in the big house, Penn State at Michigan. Michigan favored by 7. Penn State's gotten stomped a few times in the big house. Not the last time, 2 years ago during the pandemic. They're coming in, top 10 team. Michigan a top 10 team. Big showdown. Maze out and everything else. Rieger, who do you have?
I got to go with Penn State, won't. Sorry, I'm not a homer. I go with Penn State.
I'm not a homer either, and I think it will be close. I think Michigan will win. The spread is 7. I'll take Michigan 24, Penn State 13. Do the math. That's 11. So I am taking Michigan to cover the spread. So there you have it. I have Michigan, Notre Dame, Cincinnati. Rieger has Carolina. Oh, and also Wisconsin. I have Wisconsin. And Rieger has the opposite on both of the local teams. That used to make me feel good. But since he's been very hot this season, it makes me feel not as good. All right, it's almost time for, you waited for it, Wings in Montreal. Big game next, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.